weshona
lilani
mura A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, September the 18th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the way forward for the country as President Emmerson Mnangagwa today swore in three deputy ministers for his new government amid calls by the opposition for the country to have fresh polls. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in South Sudan, where South Sudanese people are fleeing Sudan's war for their home country. And the United Nations and analysts say the move could trigger intercommunal violence and endanger the country's transition to democracy. From Frank, South Sudan, reporter Henry Wilkins talks to returnees about their uncertain futures and to analysts about potential effects.
At the river port in Renk, South Sudan, returnees fleeing fighting in Sudan prepare to board boats to transport them south on the White Nile to the city of Malakal. Having fled into communal violence in South Sudan years ago, Sarah Reef, along with her children, has been forced back to Upper Nile State because of Sudan's conflict, which started in April. Reef talked to VOA about starting over in her hometown.
For me, I don't know what I'm going to be capable of doing to earn a living, so I will do whatever I can. I don't have any resources to start up a business either. Nonetheless, I won't be going back to Sudan.
Since the start of the war, more than 200,000 people have fled Sudan for South Sudan, mostly through Renk. The South Sudanese government is doing all it can to move them away from the border and prevent a build-up in Renk of people in need of humanitarian assistance. They are being relocated on these cramped boats to areas they left years ago, and in many cases have only tenuous connections to. Despite this, it's better than staying in Sudan, says returnee Rebecca Deng.
The fighting was intense. I mean, it was a huge problem. People there with no food for 5 days. A lot of murders and people couldn't leave their homes. Gunshots every day, day and night.
Analysts say the influx of returnees is likely to cause major problems for South Sudan's transition to democracy, with the country's first elections planned for next year.
For many years, we had many South Sudanese population that had fled to the north who are now returning back, and they're returning back to a country that is not ready to receive them. So we have a lot of humanitarian crisis, and it raises a question. Should we be thinking about elections at a time of such a severe humanitarian catastrophe? That situation could also affect the long-term stability and security of South Sudan.
He added that politicians should not use the conflict as an excuse to delay elections, however. Salem Terese Demise of the South Africa-based Institute for Security Studies says that South Sudan returnees could clash with members of other ethnic groups in the areas they relocate to.
And the humanitarian responses so far are not really structured in a way that really addresses the needs of the returnees. Therefore, this situation might lead to communal violence. And this communal violence has been cited as one of the major challenges of the implementation of the peace process itself.
Violence among the returnees' different ethnic groups has already broken out in both Renk and Malakal. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Renk, South Sudan.
And now back to our main topic. President Emmerson Mnangagwa today swore in three deputy ministers at State House in Harare, namely Polite Kamba Mura, who will deputize the Mines and Mining Development Ministry, Chido Sanyatwa, who will deputize the Home Affairs Ministry, and Roy Bila, who will deputize the Industry and Commerce Ministry. President Mnangagwa is expected to travel to New York this week to attend the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly, where he is expected to make an address Thursday. Today, the meetings will focus on acceleration efforts to achieve worldwide development goals. U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres will present his annual report on the state of the world. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to address the General Assembly tomorrow. UNGA comes at a time when there is a dispute over election results in Zimbabwe, with the opposition CCC calling for fresh elections that are not supervised by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC. The Zimbabwe elections have not been endorsed by some election monitoring bodies like SADC and others. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, however, says he won the election and has been setting up his government in preparation for a second term. While at the United Nations General Assembly, the president is expected to stay on his rhetoric of calling for the lifting of sanctions, as he did at the last meeting. But many wonder if he will mention the disputed elections this year. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, we're joined by David Siampondo of CCC and also Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Marv. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I'll start off with you, Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. We see that this week is the General Assembly. What are you expecting President Mnangagwa to actually talk about in New York as ZANU-PF?
The president will be arriving probably tomorrow. His trust is to talk about unity, talk about recognition of Zimbabwe in the world, and to talk about the world peace and world comfort, as we have always been talking about. So in other words, the president is not worried or concerned about the elections, because we have won the elections already, and therefore the United Nations is not the platform for one election. He will be expecting to be congratulated by a number of heads of state who are already lining up to meet him. We have made appointments to meet him and congratulate him for the election. So in other words, I would say when the president attends the meeting this week, he is not in any way bothered about the noise being made by the opposition, because we've literally won the election. We are aware that they are members of CCC, Siampondo knows them, who are prepared to do some demonstrations starting from tomorrow here in New York. We let them do that. That's their democratic rights. But that does not change the fact that the president of Zimbabwe is now the choice of the people of Zimbabwe and is now meeting the head of the state because he is accepted as the winner of Zimbabwean elections.
But Mr. Mabaza, there is a dispute about the actual election results, and we saw SADC not endorsing these elections. So will he not be, you know, expected to at least say something about it, because the chairman of SADC will be there from Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema?
No, he is not There is no dispute about the elections. There is only noise from one party. Out of 9 candidates who participated, the other 7, they accepted defeat. Only one candidate, Chamisa, was refused, and being supported by his financier and his fundraiser, who was the head of the SADC observer mission. And the fact that Ake and Hakilema will be here this week is good news. You must remember, Marv, that President Hakilema sent his Minister of Foreign Affairs to congratulate President Emmerson Mnangagwa and attended the inauguration in Zimbabwe. So that is an official, high-ranking way of accepting that Mnangagwa is won the election. So there's no way Comrade Hakilema Hakilema would change or say anything against Zimbabwe, because he never said that. He simply accepted that Zimbabwe has won, Mnangagwa has won the election. And he did send his Minister of Foreign Affairs for that.
Moving over to you, Mr. Siam Pondo of Triple C, you've just had the allegations being made by Mr. Mabaza that your party, Triple C, is planning to demonstrate alongside or on the sidelines of SADC. And also, maybe, what are you expecting to hear from the United Nations this year?
Thank you very much, Marvelous. And firstly, maybe is just to put things in their correct perspective. There is a lot of misrepresentation, as said by Mavaza there. As it is known, there is a clear dispute with the citizens of Zimbabwe with how the elections were handled. And all these are buttressed by the reports, preliminary and other reports that were given by the AU, SADC, and all of the observer missions which were deployed in Zimbabwe to look and observe those elections. So it's common knowledge, it's common fact that most of the observer missions, minus SADC, they rejected in total what happened. They found out the elections in Zimbabwe did not meet the local, regional, and global standards of how an election should be conducted. And it's not only for the foreign observers, but even the generality of the Zimbabwean citizens. They know what happened. They experienced it. They did not vote. They did not get the voting material on time. The wide voter suppression in urban areas, the voter inflation in rural areas, the intimidation, and also the violence that ensued soon after the election. So all these are telltale signs that show that the election was shambolic, and a fresh, free and fair election will be the best panacea to the problem that we are having. As in terms of the Mnangagwa's standing at the UN, he remains an electoral thief in the face of the world leaders who will be there. It's really out of lack of shame for him to be attending such meetings when he's carrying electoral disputes on his head. So we don't expect much from him, because it's not about the Zimbabwean population. It's not about the citizens of Zimbabwe, but it's about his own fiefdom. It's about his and his families who are enjoying out of the misery of the majority. So really, we cannot anticipate anything as in terms of the peace that Mamabaza is looking forward to. There's no peace when Zimbabweans are being abducted, tortured and beaten, and injected with some unknown substances. There's no peace we can expect from such a person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Siampondo. Ndodzoka kwamuri vamavaza. Tinobona munguva yapfuura paiva neshamwari dzeZANU PF kana kuti dzehurumende dzeDecember 12 movement dzinenge dzichiwanikwa idzo dzichifora ikoko kuUnited Nations vachitsigira mabasa emutungamiri wenyika. Vachange variko here gore rino?
December 12 movement vagara vanenge varipo. Ishamwari dzedu, kana zvinhu zvakanaka, ishamwari dzedu. kana zvinhu zvakaipa vatanga varipo vachiratidzirawo kuwirirana nezvakabuda musarudzo yezimbabwe vachiratidzawo zvakare kuwirirana nekwavanoita nenyika yezimbabwe ndaida kungoti ndingotsanangura padiki diki kuti panorasika mukuru wangu uyu waseamupondo the fact yekuti the word citizen is in the name of their party does not mean that it represents the citizens saka macitizens ezimbabwe haasi kunyunyuta vari kutofara sekuratidza kwavakaita vakuvhota the majority voted for the president saka hakuna dambudziko hakuna munhu akabayiwa jekiseni rezvisingazivikanwe kunze kwemumwe chete akangotaurawo zvaakataura asi hapana umbowo kuti zvakaitika
vamavaza regai ndimbokubata ipapo timbotora kola hallo kola
hello how are you
I'm good you can go ahead tirikutaura nemuri kupi kola
I'm in South Africa
okay go ahead
nyaya iripo babala kana vachitaura kuti hapana vanhu vari kurohwa vari kubayiwa majekiseni and all that stuff ka zvinotishamisa isusu kuti kosei zvichiita saizvozvo uye kana uri munhu anenge akavhoterwa nevanhu chiita zvinoda vanhu iko zvino izvi nyika yedu chaiyo chaiyo we don't even have the industry inoshanda the money chaiyo chaiyo yatinoti mari yemunyika we don't have it where on earth pamakamboona nyika inoprinda 1 billion kana kuti 500,000 iri 1 not and then they claim kuti things are okay zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka in our country these guys are not serious I don't know kuti vanoona vamwe vanhu vese here ava kuti vakapusa havaone kana zvino zvavakaendera kuhondo I don't think they went to kuhondo kunorwa vanhu vanga vari vanhu vakarwira hondo vachirwira vana vavo you don't have to make your children suffer
dai hurumende yange yakateerera pari zvino mamuri kuvaudza kuti chii
hurumende dai yanga yakateerera pari zvino ndeyekuti ngavagare pasi vaone kuti allright isusu kana tichiona kuti takonewa let's just give power kune vanhu vanogona kurana economy because iko zvinoizvi if we look at it ka kana zvinhu zvakanaka munyika menyu handifungi kuti ungamboenda anywhere out of the country ini tinonotsvagei kana zvinhu zvakanaka in zimbabwe
aiwa mashoko makukutu
saka vanhu ava kava they think we are but the time yavo yapera manje it has to iko zvinoizvi ka it's high time the opposition and whoever must go back to war and try to fight against these people we are tired of these guys I don't want to
mukoma farai hatibvumidzwe manje kuti tikurudzire nyaya dzakadai sehondo ipo pano pachirongwa chedu asi
imi hamukurudzirwe zvenyu but if you look at it that's the only option because if the poor is suffering
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu mukoma farai muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri ikoko
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was our caller there, Farai, calling from South Africa, really making a plea that the government needs to also look at how the people are suffering on the ground. I'll come back to you, Mr. Siyampondo. So what are your arrangements this year? We've seen you also staging protests on the sideline of meetings like UNGA, just like what I asked about the December 12th movement. What's your plan this year?
Right. So, as usual, again, we will be holding our protests in New York on the 23rd of September at around 10 o'clock. That's when our demonstration will be starting. So the difference between us and the December 12th is that these are the citizens of Zimbabwe. These are the bona fide citizens of Zimbabwe. We are Zimbabweans. Unlike these street people who are rounded up, given some money, some 10 bucks by ZANU-PF to go and demonstrate without even knowing what they are demonstrating or supporting, you'll be very surprised when you talk to them that they do not have any clue. Some of them, we captured them on video, just asking just basic questions, and they won't say nothing. So ours is a genuine cause. We will be there on the 23rd of September, as I said, at around 10 o'clock. And our issues, they remain the need to have a free and fair election in Zimbabwe, and also ensuring that human rights are respected and people, they are not persecuted and prosecuted for belonging to the opposition or the citizens' coalition for change. So basically, those are our main issues that we are going to be looking at. And also just adding to what the previous caller had said, you should not be surprised by the utterances of people like Malaza. You will find that these are the same people who orchestrate, who support, who plan the abduction of these people. You will find out also in terms of them going to war, Malaza himself, he doesn't have any war credentials. Actually, he was a sellout during the Smith regime. He worked in the Ian Smith court system together with Chinamasa, where they were prosecuting and jailing freedom fighters. So there is really nothing to take home in terms of the liberation struggle from people and sellouts like Malaza. So really, there's a difference between looking at those people who liberated Zimbabwe and opportunists like this one who just support something just because they are having a living out of that.
Mr. Mavaza, you just had the allegation being made by David Sampondo of Triple C. Please answer to that.
The first thing is that I want to thank him very much. He has actually tried very hard to exhibit his ignorance and his total lies. Because if you look at my age, there's no way I would have been employed in the 70s. I was a child then. So for him to say I went and made constitutions with Smith regime, it really shows that he reflects the constitution of his party, which is not there. They have no constitution, they have no ethics, they have no ethos, they have nothing but lie and try to agitate people into war and everything else, which I would say shame. To thank the caller we had called before, the shameless Nyampondo, who said that he appreciates, he accepts that Mnangagwa has won the election. But only his plea was that Mnangagwa must then allow others to rule. Not because he has lost, but he has won. And he said he must sit down with others and see how best can he improve our economy. That's people right. What people who come up and say, let's discuss on how to improve our economy. Not these people want to please their handlers out there and make lies which are so shameful, which are so embarrassing, because everybody knows at what age I started to work, when did I go to school, which schools I've gone to. It's all on internet. So in short, we want to say the demonstrations which are going to do on Thursday, it's an embarrassment. If you see a party coming outside the country, trying to bring their own country in the mud, they are not patriots. They are sellouts. These are the actual sellouts we talk about. What is the purpose of coming here in America and try to ask the world to put punishment and sanctions and a lot of things upon Zimbabwe? I think this is the time where we should come together.
Mr. Mavaza, yes. Batai makadaro nimbotora kola. Hello, kola makadi.
Tinofara tete makadini zvenyu.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi kola?
Muri kutaura ona Clive Chuma, ndiri muSouth Africa, kuEastern Cape.
Taurai tinzwi.
Zvinonetsa mufunge atete, tiri kungoshushikana mumwoyo tichiona zviri kuitika zuva rega rega munyika medu. Saka inini ndine shuviro dzekuti isu sevanhu vekumusha vari maZimbabweans tive nerubatsiro rwatinoita, rubatsiro rungave rwuri rwekuti pamwe hatisipo physically asi tinokwanisawo kuparticipata imo mumadande muchando umo, zvinoita kuti wari paground nawo waitewo hope. Kuru sei zvichienderana nesarudzo, mafambiro airi kuita zviri kuratidza pachena kuti mamwe makore mashanu ekutambudzika uye tichibiridzirwa zvinhu zviri pachena zvatinenge tiri kukwanisa kuona tese, asi tiine chekutaura chinogona kuita kuti zvinhu zvichinje pachimiro chiripo.
Saka mashoko api amungape vanhu eshingiso sekutaura kwamaita?
Mashoko eshingiso ndeyekuti iwo hatirasi mbereko nekufirwa ba zviri kuitika zvese izvi tiri kuzviona. Uye matambudziko eZimbabwe anogadziriswa chete newana weZimbabwe kunge tataura nezwi rimwe chete.
Asi zviri nyore here kuti vanhu vataure nezwi rimwe chete, Mukoma Clive?
Izvozvo zvinoda kuti tibatsirane. Ndoo pandiri kutaura pekuti mumadande mutande umu matinonge tiri tichiona zviri kuitika zuva rega rega, tikwanisewo kuti tishingisane pane kuti tigare tichingotyira kuti ukataura unozotsvakwa uye uchizokwanisa kuwanikwa uri uchivictimizwa. Asi tikazviziva izvozvo kuti kugumisiro racho tichangoda rusununguko tiri semaZimbabweans, kwete runobva kumwe kuno, tinokwanisa kushinga kusvikira tagona kuona mune muonero mumwe chete kuti tikwanise kufambisa nyika yedu iende kumberi.
Aiwa, tinotenda Mukoma Clive, muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndinotenda zvangu vatete nekundibatawo, ndicharamba ndichifollowa ma
Thank you. Mr. Siyampondo of the Triple C, you heard what our caller there said. What says you?
Yes, that's true that the Zimbabweans, the citizens, they are quite clear. They have witnessed, they have seen the electoral theft that happened. It's not something that really needs to be examined, or it's there in the open. So you will see that in as much as they would want to try and cover it up, even SADC, which used to pay a blind eye on this one, on our previous elections, on this one they were very clear. There were so much excesses. You also look at former President Goodluck Jonathan's report, the AU report. It's also clear there were a lot of inconsistencies and also infractions on our own constitution as well as the electoral law. It's clear from everyone to see. But because these people, they are not patriotic as they claim. They are selfish. They are individualistic. They will continue on to soldier on, even if we are going towards the wrong direction. We are going nowhere with this government. We are going nowhere with this establishment. We are only running into a rabbit hole. And these people, they do not care, because them and their immediate families, they are well taken care of. For the rest of the citizens, the rest of the Zimbabweans, they just don't care.
Thank you, Mr. Siyampondo. I'll come to you, Mr. Mavaza, for your last word. You heard there the caller saying Zimbabweans need to work together and speak with one voice. So as you embark in another 5 years, should the election not be challenged, as we are still waiting to see what's going to happen, what efforts is your party and government trying to, you know, in uniting Zimbabweans?
If we speak now, we have got already teams going in and around Zimbabwe to, preaching the message of peace. We have got a theme, and we have got a target to achieve a middle income economy by 2030, which means it's about 7 years from now, Zimbabwe will be a middle economy country. And we are saying we can achieve that if we work together. We should stop working in a divisive way, which is being worked by Triple C. We must throw away this sellout mentality of the Siyampondo and his team and become one. Even all callers who are calling, they are saying, let us work together as one, otherwise we're going to have a most painful 5 years.
So for thank this you.
Together, let's work together as a team. And Zimbabwe will progress again.
Thank you there. That's Masimba Mavaza of ZANU PF in New York. I'll come back to you, Mr. Siyampondo, to wrap it up at your last, word.
Thank you very much. So what we need as Zimbabweans, as a citizenry, is a government which is responsive, which responds to the needs and requests of their citizens.
Thank you.
We also need...
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.